on the bottom of that Zayinim Beis says Tana Rabbana, Baruch and Birkas Chasanim Bakhtara Kol Shiva. Now when it comes to Birkas Chasanim, we do it all 7 days. Amar of Yehuda, taught us Vuhu Shebo Panim Kadoshim. That you need a Panim Kadoshim. Says Rashi, Vuhu Shebo El HaMishteh Panim Chadashos, you need a Panim Chadashos, someone new. The Chol Yom, every day, Shelo HaYishame Esma, someone that wasn't there the day before. Rav Osai, what's the pashas of what Rashi's saying? Rashi's saying something very unique over here. What's the pashas of Rashi? Rashi says, Shelo HaYishame Esma. Every other day, it sounds like the Rashi is good. The wild Rashi. The pashtus of Rashi is that if you had. If you have a Panim Chadashos who wasn't there the day before. In other words, as long as somebody wasn't there consecutive days, so then you're no longer going to be considered a Panim Chadashos. This is Taka, how the Me'iri understands the Das Rashi. You take a look at the Me'iri in the beginning of the piece. The Me'iri starts off being Malakeh the Shittos. After Shir, you should go over. I don't know if we're going to get to all the Shittos in the Me'iri. But let's see the first sheet that the Me'iri quotes. Zibar Maskel Upanim Chadashos. Says the Me'iri, Upanim Chadashos. Eilu Nechlu on the Farshan, the Kamadeos. Ve'im Biyodeinu La'achriya. We can't be Machriya. Ve'hu Shekdole Arabon Mefarshan Shelo Hayisham Esmo. Apal Pi Shekvar Ochal Shom Be'echot Min Hashiva. Says the Me'iri Mefurish, exactly the way Dubi said B'das Rashi. It's a big Chiddush. And that is, that if there was someone who wasn't there the day before, so then he'll immediately qualify as a Panim Chadashos. That's what the Pashas of Rashi is. Presumably, when he says, Gidoylei Arabonim, I think that's how it works. The Me'iri has a code word for the different Rishonim. So it sounds like that the Me'iri is understanding that that's enough to be Koveya, a Panim Chadashos for Rashi. The Ritva has a different understanding of Rashi. The Ritva understood Rashi differently. I heard there are lots of mistakes in the old books of the Ritva. I was looking at the new books. Says the Ritva, Pirish Rashi, Panim Chadashos Shelo HaYisham Koytim Lachem. And on the bottom, they point out that the Tmim Deim, that's the Raiv, it has Lashon of Rashi Shelo HaYisham Etzmo. But Rashi, according to the Ritva, is someone who wasn't there beforehand. Someone who wasn't there beforehand qualifies already as a Panim Chadashos. This is the Shita of the Ritva B'das Rashi. So how did the Ritva understand Rashi? Could be he had a different girsa. Or he understands Shelo Yisham Esmol, that Esmol doesn't mean yesterday, but Esmol means previously. Kodim L'chein. So two deos in the Rishonim, B'das Rashi. Rashi also says, V'hu Shefa'u El HaMishteh. Rashi also says that the Panim Chadashos and the Birchas Chasanim take place at the Mishteh. From Rashi is Mashma that the only time you say Sheva Brachos is B'shas HaMishteh. The Ramban quotes that there is a Furish a Masechah Sofrim that disagrees. That in the Masechah Sofrim we learn that Panim Chadashos takes place even if there isn't a Mishnah. So also Rashi is telling us a big chiddush in terms of Esmol. That's number one. Number two, Rashi seems to say that we only make Sheva Brachos B'Shas HaMishnah. Why that's so? Well, we could speculate now. We could create possibilities. Or the better way to learn is to see the different shitas, and then we'll see why Rashi might hold that it has to be Dafka B'Shas HaMishnah. Let's see cases. Vushabo Panim Chadashos. Omeri, the Panim Chadashos Ein Kore Ela B'Bnei Adam Shemar Ben B'Shvilam HaSimcha. Yosef. V'shabbos techashvinam panim chadashos. Daminam ba'agadam mizmer shir liyom ha'shabbos. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu panim chadashos bo lekan nemer shira. If panim chadashos comes here, we say a shira. And Me'iri adds that Shabbos is a panim chadashos. So hasam nami marvin lekvod Shabbos b'simcha u'b'suda. So Tosfos has a very famous chiddush, which finds its way into Shulchan Aruch as well, and that is that Shabbos is considered a panim chadashos because you're marve simcha on Shabbos. And Tosfos also adds that a panim chadashos has to be someone who's marve b'shvilam. You know, it would seem that according to Tosfos, that if somebody came who was new, but you didn't know them, a lot of times the Chassan and Kal don't even know that person. The Pashas of Tosfos is that if it's not Marbid Simcha for the Chassan and Kala, so in such a case, it would not qualify as a Panim Kadasha. So would it qualify the Fishitas? So Rabbo said we're going to need to put all these Shitas together, but first I have a Kabbalah for my Rabbeim. Before we go to fancy Mahalchim, we go through the Shitas slowly and methodically. Says the Rosh. Not that we haven't said anything yet. Says the Rosh. Simen Yud Gimel. Pan Rabbana. Birchas Chasan Kol Shiva. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Vushaba Pan Chadashos. Shelo Achlu Ad Ata. Filo Ayisham B'Shas HaKufa. V'nire, deloy migri panim chadashos elam b'nei adam shemar mishvilam simcha yaiser. That is the shita of Taisvis. V'shabbos chashuvah kepanim chadashos da'amar b'midrash mizvah shil yom ha'shabbos. Amar kodesh baruch hu panim chadashos fo'al lekan. V'derech laharbos b'shabbos simcha umanos. Okay, so so far the Rosh quotes Taisvis. Yes, Avi.
Now, why is it that
the Tosfos never says it after Lakhim Asa? What? The Tosfos can call to anybody that comes, any day, as long as they're marble, but then the Simcha then, they can do Shemar Rochot. The Rosh adds, Shelo Achu Ad Asa. Right, Avi is pointing out that Tosfos didn't say anything about whether the Pan Chadashos repeated himself. In other words, was he there before, like the case of Rashi of Etmo? And the Rosh is taking Tosfos a step further. The Rosh says that it's only someone who's Mosav Simcha, someone who was never there beforehand. That's a good Ha'ar. Continues the Rosh. V'yesh mekomos, she'b'shabos achar siyum ha'tfigla, milavin kol ha'kolas ha'chosan ha'teso, v'omrim sham sheva brachas, v'omrim ipnei shelo yesham rov ha'kol v'yom ha'shishi, v'yom ha'shabos kulon mutzoyin sham. So the Rosh starts off his addition, aside from the Adata, and he says that on Shabbos after davening, the tired tzibur escorts the chassan and kala. By the way, the chassidim have this minhag that for the afruk they escort the chassan to the shul. I wonder if it's a distillation of this, but they escorted the chassan and kala to his house. V'shalu es Rav Hai al minhagam, and they asked Rav Hai about this minhag. V'heishiv she'eino minig yafeh. He said that's not a good minig. El she'ein isur b'davar, but there's nothing wrong with it. Sharei amru, it's not a good minig, but there's no isur. It's not a nice minig, but there's no isur. Sharei amru mevarchim birchas chasan kol shiva, v'hu shebo panim chadashos. That's very unclear what exactly is the masa and matan according to the Rosh between Rav Haigon and the Mekomos. And the Mekomos that they used to have on Shabbos to go, what exactly did they hold, and what exactly was Rav Hai's response? That's our, we just need to be Masbir. Number two, what we also need to be Masbir is what exactly does Rav Hai mean when he says it wasn't the Minig Yafeh, but at the same time there's no Isur B'davar. So I'll tell you how the Karbon Nisanel learns. The Karbon Nisanel explains two pshatim in Otsikot and Zayin, what exactly was the give and take, the masa and matan with Rav Haigon, and the Karbon Nisanel doesn't explain, but according to this Karbon Nisanel, you could also understand why the Rosh brought up right over here, Yesh Mekomo Shebeshabbos. Why does he bring it up right after he mentioned the Reit Tosfos? Why does the Rosh then talk about this Minah? So you take a look in the Karban Nisanel in Tziv Katan Zayin. So Karban Nisanel gives two possible issues of what was the Minig Yafet. Says the Karban Nisanel, She'en Anikra Panim Chadashos, Ela Im Kein Marbin Meshvilon, Ela She'en Iser B'davar, T'Bishabes Chashiv Panim Chadashos. Va'amru Mevarchim Birchas Kasanim Kol Shiva, V'hu Sheba'u Panim Chadashos. Says Rav Haigon, it's not considered panim chadashos if they're not marve b'shvila, if they didn't add anything. What happened? The kehila came along and they escorted it, and they escorted the chasen and kala. Now, is that really Moshe Simcha? That's not really Moshe Simcha. Why? Because they weren't marve b'shvila. They weren't marbe anything more. There was nothing new about this Sa'uda. So it goes like this. Ein achinami. Shabbos in theory could be considered a panim chadashos. However, there has to be something that indicates that they're being marbe b'shvilam. Because ultimately the panim chadashos is there to be most of the simcha, the chasen and kala. And if there's nothing over here that indicates that they were marbe b'shvilam, so even though technically Shabbos is upon him chadashos, it's ein minig yafeh because they were not marbe b'shvilam. That's the first shot of the Karban Nisanel. So the reason now why the rush continues with Yesh Mekomos is because once we say that Shabbos is upon him chadashos, so now we discuss the give and take with Rav Haigon about coming home from shul after Shabbos, and when they came home from shul after Shabbos, on the one hand, there is technically a panim chadashos, but at the same time, that's not the essence of the panim chadashos. The essence of the panim chadashos has to be that's clear that they're marbe b'shvilam. So technically Shabbos is a panim chadashos, but if they're not being marbe b'shvila chasen and kala, so then it's not enough for minig yafta, which indicates Chidush la'halacha, that according to the Karban Nisanel, Bidas, the Rishonim that say you don't need a panim chadashos, there still should be something in the Su'uda that shows that's miyuchad for the chasen and kala, something to be marbe b'shvilam, maybe a wedding cake, something that shows that they're being marbe b'shvilam. This comes up sometimes. I was he's now becoming a Rosh Kollel in Chicago, Reb Ruvein Brand. That's a fascinating story. I was stranded with Reb Schechter at Ruvein Brand's wedding in Florida. You remember about 7 or 8 years ago there was a massive a blackout all along the eastern seaboard? So I was stranded with Reb Schechter. I traveled with Reb Schechter. I had a great Shabbos with him. We were stranded for the Sheva Brachos. So there was the last Sheva Brachos of the Suda Shlich was the Suda Shlichus in Shul. So there they decided not to say Sheva Brachos, even though the Chassan and Kala were there, because it wasn't the meal that was miyuchad for the Chassan and Kala. There's a separate discussion of Suda Shlichus, whether Suda Shlichus qualifies as a Panim Chadashos. It could be just Friday night and Shabbos day, but that's this idea again that the Karban Nisanel say, even if you're going to say that Shabbos qualifies upon Chadashos, there has to be something about the Seuda that's miyuchad for the Chasen and Kala, otherwise it doesn't qualify as upon Chadashos. It's not minig yafeh according to Rav Haigon. Another pshat says the Karban Nisanel, that's not what the deal with Rav Haigon was, rather Yesh lefar shein minig yafeh shema lo yiyasham panim chadashos. The Rav Haigon is rejecting the sheet of Tesis. Tesis is of the opinion that in order to be that panim chadashos is Shabbos. Rav Haigon says no, it's not considered a panim chadashos. So then why did they originally start the custom to say Birchas Chasanim when they escorted them home? Because usually there was someone new in shul, there was some oreah. However, says Rav Haigon, it's not a minig yafeh because sometimes there isn't an oreah. So it started at a time that they started this minig where there were people that were coming home. that were new. However, it became so common, they didn't even notice that there weren't Archim. So says Rav Haigon, so in such a case, that would be a problem. This is the Hesber of the Karban Nisanel in Rav Haigon's objections. Either it's not Marbe B'Shvilam, or that there wasn't a real Panim Chadashos, and he's rejecting the Shita of Tosos, that Shabbos doesn't qualify as a Panim Chadashos. What?
It would be
the same of the Batol. So he says, El Shein Isser, she Shaloya says there isn't an Isser because maybe there's one person over there that they don't even notice, that they don't even know who was a Panim Chadasha. So technically it's okay, but it's not Minik Yot, because at the end of the day it's supposed to be Mar Besimcha. So what comes out for Rav Haigon, according to both Pshatim of the Karban Nisanel, is that you need something that's Mar Besimcha Bishvilam, not just simply Shabbos. Either you have to do something in the Suda, or there has to be a person that actually is Mosif Simcha. So the second Pshat of the Karban Nisanel, Rav Hai is entirely rejecting Shitas Tosis. Yosef, you had your head before? And, okay. I just want to point out to you that the Ramban also quotes this Minhag, and I think, according to the Ramban, there's a different pshat in the Rush. In other words, you'll tell me what you think. Let's just read the Ramban. To me, when you read the Ramban, it sounds like that the Rush is Kavana is something that's different than both of the pshatim of the Karban Nisanel. The Ramban quotes an interesting sheet that we're going to get to shortly, in the beginning of Divrei Maskil Pirush Panim Chadashos, and then he quotes this minhag. The second part of the Ramban. The Ramban says, V'nagu ha'am levarech shiva b'shishi b'shabes, hu yom rishon, u'kish b'shabes kishabami beis ha'knesses. So he quotes this minhag also, that they used to come home from shul, and they used to make upon bracha of sheva brachas, even though there wasn't necessarily a Panim Chadashos. V'yesh mi shomer shetosu b'yadam. There's some say it was a toast. Now that sounds like to me Rav Haigon. Yesh mishomer shetosu b'yadam. The Rush quoted Rav Haigon objected. Kedamrino lekamon. Shelo nemru dvar malolu elo b'su'uda achar birchas hamazon. Kedamrino lekamon. The Gemara seems to say, and we'll discuss maybe tomorrow, these different shitos. This shita the Ramban understands from the Gemara and Ches Amibes that says that you say the Sheva Brachos b'shas birchas hamazon, that you need Seuda. That if you don't have Seuda, then you don't have Sheva Brachos. Oh! If you say that Sheva Brachos is necessitated by Seuda, so Rav Haigon says what they did was wrong. What did they do? They escorted the Chassan and Kala home, and they weren't Marbe B'Shvilam. Here Marbe B'Shvilam might be they didn't even make the Suda. So they didn't add anything new. The halacha is that you only say Sheva Brachos B'Tocha Suda. The Besecha Sofrim seems to say that you don't, as Ramban quotes. The second Sofrim says that you could do without a Seuda. However, Rav Haigon objected, and Rav Haigon said, we don't pass him like this Besecha Sofrim, and you need a Seuda. So this is Ramban's presentation of the Minog to escort the Chassan and Kala home. The objection of the Ramban was that it's not a Seuda. So what do we see? According to Ramban, it's a totally different issue. According to Ramban, the issue is not being most of something miyucha to the Chassan and Kala. It's not an issue of whether there was a Panim Chadashos, but rather the issue was whether there was a Seuda. And Lamia's Daiti, that's the Kavanas HaRosh. The Rosh's Kavanas is not what the Karban Nisanel says. The Rosh's Kavanas is like this. They used to escort the Chassan and Kala home. What did he say right before it? V'derech laharbos b'shabas simcho manos. V'yesh mekomos shebishabas achas simat filam alav mikol hakol. In other words, Shabbos normally has miyuchadika foods. It has a miyuchadika suda. That's enough. You don't need a panim chadashos. The simcha of Shabbos, the special tish of Shabbos is enough. But those mekomos that they didn't have a seuda, those mekomos that what they did was they simply escorted them home and made the shevet brachos. So in such a case, of Haigon said lo yafemos. So that's why the carbon asanos tupshatim are probably not the pshat in the give and take between Rav Haigon. Okay, so far we have the Shitas Harash, this tangential discussion of the type. Now, before we open up the Rambam, let me tell you how this sugya I learned for the first time 12 years ago when I got married. In the middle of Shabbat brachos, by the way, Daniel, when you get married, everybody thinks, during Shabbat brachos, I'll read that sefer, I'll look that up. I thought I was going to have so much time on my hands. During Shabbat brachos, you have no time on your hands. Your time is not your own. By the way, they pull the chasen in so many different directions. There's no mitzvah to have Shabbat brachos all 7 nights. No mitzvah. Whenever there's a minyan, so then you have Shabbat brachos. Anyhow, so my mother called me up and she asked me, what's the halacha if someone came to the chuppah and wasn't at the seuda, could they qualify as shevet brachos? Someone at the seuda wasn't at the chuppah, do they qualify as shevet brachos? So I started looking into the sugya, started doing the sugya, and I realized that this is a beautiful machlokes rishonim, which you probably already noticed. And then I saw that there are yisodos over here that emerged. Now, the first thing that was striking was the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Beis, halacha yud, in Hilchos Brachos, thank you. Says the Rambam, Brachos hu shemosifim bebeis chasanim, v'hu brach achrona mishem v'brachos shel nesuin. Every word in the Rambam, we're not going to focus on the first few words, but every word in the Rambam eventually is going to become important. B'medvar ma'murim kishahayu ha'ochlin heim shamdu v'birchas nesuin v'shamu ha'brachos. Avol imhayu ha'ochlin acherim shelo shamu v'birchas nesuin v'shas nesuin, mevarchim b'shvilam achar v'birchas ha'mazin shel v'brachos. Kederech shemevarchim b'shas nesuin. So the Rambam says, if there were people who were at the birchas nesuin and heard the brachos, so then you only make one bracha, which we'll see later on in the Gemara of Asher Baruch. But if there were people who ate there that didn't hear the Berchas Nesuin at the time of the Nesuin, so then you make the bracha of Berchas Hamazon Bishvilam for them. Rabosai, what's strikingly missing in the Rambam? When the Rambam is magdir the Sheva Brachas, what's striking and what's missing in the Rambam? What jumps out at you? Yes, Nati? Rama makes no mention of Simcha. Rabosai, did anybody notice what else is difficult in the Rambam in the location of the halachos of the Rambam? Aryeh, what else is difficult in the Rambam in the location? Tehilchos Brachos. Where would you have expected Sheva Brachos to be? By the mitzvah of Misameach Chasam Vekala. The Rambam puts in Hilchos Brachos. Why is the Rambam putting Hilchos Brachos? And the Rambam makes no mention of Simcha. Elamai, the Rambam seems to understand the din of Panim Chadashos as fundamentally different than what the Rosh understands it. What else is different from the Rambam than from the Rosh? There's something else that's unique in the Rambam. So far we have two chilukim in the Rambam. What else, Nati?
The brachas for them, the people that weren't there, as opposed to the chasam v'kala.
The Rambam writes that the bracha is bishvilam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bishvilam is the
chasam. So we'll get to that. Good. Okay. I will get to that. What else is unique in the Rambam? Something else unique in the Lashon Rambam. Yeah. The Rambam doesn't make mention of the seuda at all. The Rambam says the issue is whether you were at the what? Whether you were at the Nisuin, the Chuppah. So what we need to formulate over here, it's striking. Later I saw that the Achronim bear this out. But this is the way I learned the sugya the first time. I was looking at the Taisus and the Rambam, and there was something striking over here. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about Simcha, and the Rambam talks about someone who was at the Birchas Nisuin or wasn't at the Birchas Nisuin. Who's Mefurish not like the Rambam? The Rush, Tosos, and I want you to notice Rashi. Because Rashi said that you have to be at the Mishnah. The Rambam seems to hold not that way. The Rambam seems to hold that you have to be at the Brachos B'Shas HaNisuin. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokis between the Rosh, Tesis, and Rashi on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other? What exactly are they arguing about? What? No, everybody agrees to Birchas Nisuin. The Sheva Brachas. So you make two Sheva Brachas. You make Sheva Brachas on the Chuppah, you make Sheva Brachas at the end of the Seuda. So what's in the Kudas HaMachlokes? So I thought, and then I saw that the Aruch HaShulchan says something like this. He's medayik from the word that Nati pointed out. According to the Rambam, why is it that the Panim Chadashos initiate the new bracha? Because the Rambam says, Bishas Nesuin Mevorchin Bishvilon. Mevorchin Bishvilon. You make a bracha on behalf of them. What does it mean you make a bracha on behalf of them? It sounds like, according to the Rambam, the mechayev of the bracha is the panim chadashos. The panim chadashos has to hear a bracha. What does that mean? What does it mean the panim chadashos has to hear a bracha? Sounds like the Rambam holds that there is a chiyuv on every person to give the chasen and kala a bracha. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan says it. It's a very mechudishtik way of saying it. Yesterday I said this over to someone and he said that's wild, but the Aruch HaShulchan says it. The Aruch HaShulchan says that there's a chiyuv on the Panim Chadashos to give the chasen and kala a bracha. Everybody in Klal Yisrael does. And they don't have to say it, they can also say amen to it. As long as there's someone who didn't give the chasen and kala a bracha, so then in such a case, there's a chiyuv to say Sheva bracha. Has nothing to do with Simcha, according to the Rambam. Absolutely nothing. According to the Rambam, the Mechayiv is Hilchos Brachos in Birchas HaMazon that says that the Chosin and Kala have to be Mivurach by a Panim Chadashos. Now, if the person was already there, B'Shas Nisuin, there's no need. However, the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh, Rashi, and Tesis understand that the Mechayiv of Sheva Brachos is a fundamentally different Mechayiv. The Mechayiv of Sheva Brachos is a response to this added Simcha. And whenever there's an added Simcha, so then you say Sheva Brachos. That's the Shita of the Rosh. And there's so many Nafkaminas. First of all, where's the Rambam put it? So that's what we like to say. The greatest nafkamina is in Havana, how you understand it. No nafkamina la halacha. But there are many nafkaminas la halacha as well. Number one, the Rambam didn't have the din of Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't mention Shabbos. Does the Rambam reject the Medrash that says that Shabbos is most of Simcha? No, could be the Rambam holds of the din of Shabbos. However, the Rambam holds that's not the Mechayev of Sheva Brachos. The Mechayev of Sheva Brachos is not the Simcha, but rather the Mechayev of Sheva Brachos is that each person give the Chasen and Kala a Bracha. Some more Nafkaminas. Of course, that Gemina that we started out with was, let's say you have an instance where there was someone who was only by the chuppah, wasn't by the Suda. According to the Rambam, he was already Yotze, there's no chiyuv upon him chadashos. However, according to the Rush, this usually we understand the simcha as being a function of Suda, so then in such a case, they would still make a bracha of Shevrachos. Now we're going to see that that's going to be a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, but let's go slowly. There is an interesting machlokas that comes up lahalacha as well. What happens if the panim chadashos is there b'shas ha-suuda but leaves before benching? This comes up. Panim chadashos left before benching. So Reb Shlaima Kluger in the Shalos HaTshuvos Elf of Mashlomo writes that in such a case you make Sheva Brachos. Let me qualify. Reb Shlomo Kluger writes that we don't make Sheva Brachos unless the Panim Chadashos is there. Reb Moshe was maker. Moshe said you can still say Sheva Brachos. L'chura, this machlekes is totally in the machlekes Rishonim. According to the Rambam, who says that's a function of being mevarech the chasan and kala, so then the panim chadashos have to be there. If the panim chadashos is not there, then there's no bracha. However, according to the Rosh, as long as there was simcha, so you're being mevarech on the simcha of the chasan and kala. The Stifler has a famous nafkamina. The Stifler discusses the case of when you bring the Kala, her favorite nephew. For whatever reason, wasn't at the chasana. So it's a katan, but it's clearly marba her simcha. According to the Rosh, in such a case, we would say that you do make a bracha of Sheva brachos, all seven. However, according to Rambam, one does not. Because the katan's not chayiv in brachos. What? Yeah, it's mufka. But according to the Rosh, it could be a katan and nisha. What happens if the shadchan is a girl? She, for whatever reason, she was in Israel, right? And she came back 2 days after the wedding. And the one who set them up was a girl. Might not be yeshivish, but that's what happened. So a girl set up the chasan and kala, and then the girl comes, so that bavada will be most of them simcha. So according to the Rosh, you should make Shev Brachos. However, according to Rambam, one would argue that one does not. What happens if someone wasn't at the Suuda, but was already at a Birchas HaMazon? Never participated in a Suda, but was at a Birchas HaMazon. And now he comes for a second meal. This happens in yeshivas sometimes. If they're making Sheva Brachos in a yeshiva, so sometimes it'll happen that somebody stopped by, he was around for benching, but he wasn't there for the meal. The next day he comes for the meal. Does he qualify as Panim Chadashos? According to Rambam, he does not. According to the Rosh, he would. And probably the most prevalent nafkamina is what I would call last minute panim chadashos. If they're sitting and eating, and then they realize last minute they don't have panim chadashos, and they drag somebody off of the street. So really, this is a nafkamina of achash ein shtayim. It's really one nafkamina, it's really two. First of all, let's say they know the person. They know the person. But he didn't eat the Suuda. He just came in for the benching. So according to the Rambam, in such a case, qualifies, because it's a din, the way the Aruch HaShulchan was a masbir. It's a din in all of Klal Yisrael to give them a bracha. However, according to the Rosh, in such a case, we're magdir, the simcha is being simcha za Suuda. It's not this last minute would qualify. So that nafkamina is very much prevalent. One could also add that according to the Rosh, it will also not qualify as being Marbis Simcha. The Aruch HaShulchan goes even further. Let's say the Chasan and Kala don't know the Panim Chadashos at all. It's their aunt's second cousin's co-worker. Doesn't mean anything to the Chasam and Kala. So the Aruch HaShulchan points out that according to the Rosh, that wouldn't qualify. However, according to the Rambam, it's such a, if you're magdurit, the way the Aruch HaShulchan is magdurit, that the idea is that everyone in Klai Yisrael is supposed to give a Chasam and Kala bracha, in such a case, that would be considered enough. So Rabosai, we see there are many nafkaminas in this machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. I want to be mosif, just al pi drush, to this, before we analyze this a little bit further, that if one looks in the brachos of Sheva brachos themselves, one will see that both dinim exist in the brachos of Sheva brachos atzma. In other words, it's not just a machlokes in halacha, on how to be magdi the panim chadashos, but both motifs are correct. Both of these Yisodos, I believe, are correct. Just the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh is, what's the mechayiv upon him of Sheva Brachos? But both of those motifs exist in Sheva Brachos. If you take a look in Rashi by us on Chesam and Aleph, I don't know if we're going to be able to go through the whole daf. But Rashi is, we'll see, maybe we will. Rashi is exquisitely long. I was learning this with my father, maybe, well, and I said to him, I suspect that Rashi wrote this Rashi when one of his daughters was getting married, because every single one of these Rashis is drush on the Sheva Brachos. Every single one of them are fascinating Rashis. Rashi in Dibra Maschul, Misamea Chosav Ekala, asks the following question. If you take a look in the Brachos, the sixth and seventh bracha have very similar but different endings. The Gemara quotes them, six lines from the top, the last two brachos. Sameach tisamach reyim ha'uvim, kisamech ha'yitzircha began edem ikedem, baruch atah, kisamech chasam bichala. The bracha Asher Bara, the Gemara goes on and says, Asher Bara sasam v'simcha, the last bracha, and the conclusion is, misamech chasam Imakala. So Rashi is bothered. Why Sameach Tisamach end Misameach Chosan Bichala? And why does the Bracha Asher Bara end Misameach Chosan Imakala? That's what Rashi is bothered by. Take a look at Rashi. Ubachrona Misameach Chosan Imakala. Dibra Masma Sameach Chosan Bichala. Vifi Shesimchas Bracha Rishona. Lo Besimchas Chasana Anu Omrim. The first Bracha of Sameach Tisamach is not talking about the Simcha of the Chasana. Sharei Tfilahi, Shemispalalim, Umevarchim, Shiusmechim Batzlacha Kol Yimeyem. Says Rashi, the second to last bracha, Sameach Tisamach, is a Tfilah that we're being mispalal for the Chasana and Kala, that they should have Batzlacha. Levichach Eilachtom Ba Misameach Chasana Imakala. We're not talking about the personal Simcha of the Chasana with the Kala. Dimashma ish b'ishto. That would sound like we're talking about the simcha of man and woman. Ella continues Rashi. Yeshayahu, you would tell me I was reading from the Siva Shalom. It's Rashi. Rashi HaKadosh. On Shas. Ella continues Rashi. Ella baruch Hashem misameach hashneim le'olam b'sifuk mezonis v'chol tuv. Rashi says it's a tefillah that we're giving the Chasam and Kala that they should be happy. They should have everything they need. Continues Rashi. The first wide line. Ubachrona on the last bracha. Shevach shemishabeach laKadosh Baruch Hu shebarachasnu stibuk ish beisha. That Kadosh Baruch Hu created simcha that bonds husband and wife. Al yidei simcha v'chedva. Lefichach yeishlachto misameachos an imakala shulosh and simcha ish beisha. So you see, Rabosai, Kaptor Referach, there are other Nekudas in the Brachos we'll get to maybe also in Rashi, bring out this idea. You see that both motifs are true. This is not just the Machlokes Rishonim, Rambam, and Rashi. It gets to the essence of what is Sheva Brachos. According to the Rambam, we saw that the Mechayiv of Sheva Brachos and Panim Chadoshos is to be Mivarech them. According to Rashi, we saw that the Mechayiv is Simcha. These are the two brachas of Sameach Tisamach and the bracha of Asher Barah. The bracha of Sameach Tisamach is the tefillah that everybody in Klal Yisrael is being mispalel. Zarech HaShulchan Svar is beautiful. Everybody in Klal Yisrael should daven for them. However, the second bracha of Asher Barah is a bracha that goes on the simcha of the chasan and kala. So you see, both motifs of the Rambam and the Rosh are true. Elu ve'elu derilikim chayim. But the tzvei bracha is on tzvei din. Yes, Aryeh.
The Rambam says that the one bracha you always make is going to be Asher Barah.
Everybody says that.
So it helps the Rambam because when you have the extra cube, the one that you add is the rough one, not the simple one. That's what we already made.
Uh-huh. Very good. Right. That works out very well. Right. That works out very well. Correct. We're going to discuss that, Emir Tzashem, shortly. So I just want to show you that these two motifs already exist in the brachos, the Sheva brachos themselves. Because you can make the mistake and you could say, oh, you come away with the lamdas, what they say over in the yeshivas, which we came through in our Sheva brachas, and then say, oh, it's a question of what is Sheva brachas. Sheva brachas is both. The question over here is, what is the mechayev of the Sheva brachas? But we see both those motifs are in Sameach Tisamach and Asher Barah. Now, Rabosai, after we say over what we had said in some of the Nafkaminos that we had said over, I want to revisit the Lashon Rambam and point out to you some of the things that were raised during Seder in the Rambam, which I think, if you just go with Aruch HaShulchan, Ein Beis Medrash Belo Chidush. Up until now, what I told you up until now, with maybe a couple of new Nafkaminos, is the way I had understood this Machlokes in the Rambam and Rosh for the last 12 years, ever since I got married. However, Ein Beis Medrash Belo Chidush, during Seder, we started noticing that it's not what we said from the Aruch HaShulchan might not entirely encompass the Shitas HaRambam. First of all, I have a Tzar Chiyun that Yeshaya pointed out. I don't know what to do with this. And that is, if you look back in the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam says, "Bamedvar Amurin kishahayu ha'ochlin heim sha'omdu v'birchas nesu'in v'shamu ha'brachos." Avlam hayu ha'ochlin ha'chem sh'lo shamu birchas nesu'in b'shas nesu'in. Yeshaya was medayik. It's just a tzarachiyun that I have in the Rambam. Yeshaya was medayik that the simple reading of the Rambam is that you have had to have heard it b'shas nesu'in. Then you're no longer upon him chadashos. But what happens, I mean, what would you say about this? What happens if he heard Sheva Brachos on the second night of Sheva Brachos but wasn't at the chuppah? So from our Aruch HaShulchan, we said you were Yotzei. You're Yotzei, you're Chiyuv. However, the simple reading of the Rambam, the legalistic reading of the Rambam, and Yeshaya even pointed out to me, the Bach points out that the Rosh is Mafkia from this Shitas HaRambam, is that if you heard the Sheva Brachos on the second night, then you're still upon him Chadashos because you didn't hear it B'Shas Nesu'in. So Tzarachiyun Gadol, how you magdir such a shita, if this diuk number one in the Rambam is right, the Bach says that the Rosh was being mafkia from such a thing. The Chura for the Pashtus of the Rambam is, like we said from the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Rambam adds these two words, B'Shas Nesu'in, that I can't be mazgir. That's out. Beis, I want to point out something I'd like to spend a drop more time on. The Rambam clearly says one way in the Machlokes HaRishonim of whether you need to have a Seuda for Sheva Brachos or not. You tell me, does the Rambam need Seuda or doesn't need Seuda? He does need Seuda, very good Avi. The Rambam needs Seuda. Rabosai, is that good according to the Hasbara of the Aruch HaShulchan or bad? This only struck me 12 years later. Does this fit in? The fact that the Rambam writes, Aloim hayu ochlin achem shelo shamu birchas nesu'in. The Rambam sounds like you need to be an oichel. If you're not an oichel, so then in such a case, the halacha is going to be different. Does that fit into the Aruch HaShulchan's Hasbara? Why not, Yosef? Why does the Rambam need a Suda? Why does the Rambam need a Suda? If at the end of the day, if the Aruch HaShulchan's Hesberg, we take on face value, is the pshat is that everybody in Klal Yisrael needs to give a chasen and kala a bracha. So as long as you have a minyan, you get a minyan together, and you do what we describe as the tefillah b'avur chasen and kala. So why? What's the Rambam saying over here? Good, Avi. You're speaking like a Lamdan. We'll pull it out of you a little more. You're starting off on the right track. Good. Now, I just want to point out, see, sometimes when the Torah becomes very popular, and a mahalach becomes very, a beautiful mahalach begins to get developed, which this mahalach I see has only been developed in the last 100 years, which is very, very new. And that's like yesterday. It reminds me that Rav Zelig Epstein's son-in-law told me that when Rav Zelig Epstein came back from Eretz Yisrael from visiting Rav Chaim Kanievsky, this is about Rav Chaim Gliainhar is now in his early 70s, I'd imagine. So when he came back visiting Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he was then in his early 60s. Rav Zelig Epstein Gliainhar is now in his late 80s, early 90s. So he came back from visiting Rav Chaim, and he said to his son-in-law, "Der Stipler Zin can a bissel learn it." The Stipler's son knows how to learn a little. That's what he said. He went to visit him. So his son-in-law said he realized that for his father-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky was still a little kid. That when you're in your 60s, in the world of Torah, you're still a very, very, very young man. Now Rav Chaim went from double A to triple A. Maybe he's already in the big leagues. So, from Zelig's perspective, in Torah, 100 years is like nothing. It's like, this is new Torah. This is Torah that hasn't been developed. The Aruch HaShulchan just alluded to this. And now the Stipler took it a step further. And this we all could come to on our own. So I just want to point out, sometimes when you have new Torah, you miss out in a certain part. Let's take a look at the Rajbah. Let's take a look at the Rajbah in our Gemara, and then we'll come back to the Rambam. If you take a look at the Rajbah on Chesam Abayz, this could be missed. The Rajbah writes, what is considered Panim Chadashos? Pirush Panim Chadashos, Kol Shelo Achal Sham Kol Shiva Simei Mishnah. The Rajbah says the fair that you need to eat with them. And the Rajbah continues, he quotes the Gemara Moed Katan, and then he says, V'lo nichnas sham kol yimei ha-mishtah, mevarech in sheva brachos, afal pi shelo achal sham achsha. The Rajbah holds that you need to have it in a seuda. However, if somebody didn't eat at that particular time, if there's a seuda, he could still qualify as panim chadashas. So I want to point out to you that the Rambam is mamish the exact opposite of the Rajbah. The Rambam holds that you don't have to have been there at a previous su'udah. The Rambam holds it's dependent on chuppah. On the other hand, the Rambam says you have to have eaten. The Rajbah holds that you have to have been at a su'udah, but you don't have to eat. Here, Yeshaya, it's mamish the inverse of what we saw in the Rambam. The Rambam holds Panim Chadashos is defined by those who are at the Sheva Brachos, but says you have to eat. The Rajbah makes a lot of sense. The Rajbah says the time of Sheva Brachos is Seuda, but if you didn't eat, as long as you're there, so you're being Mishtatev in the Seuda. The Rambam is really strange. That's why I'm bringing out the Rajbah now. Because you see, the Rajbah makes a lot of sense. Sheva Brachos is a function of Simcha. If people are there at the Simcha, and you're upon Panim Chadashos, so then you're also Moses Simcha. Who cares about whether you ate or not? You're there. You're being mishtatev in the Simcha. What does eating a piece of challah have to do with giving a bracha to chasen and kala? So the Rajbah says, if you're there at Simcha, so then you make the Shabbat brachas. But the Rambam is the exact opposite. The Rambam says it has nothing to do with whether you're at the Seuda or not. It has to do with whether you were at the Chuppah if you qualify Panim Chadashos. But you're not called the Panim Chadashos unless you ate. This highlights the Rajban is Shita number 3 that we have in the Shita Sarishonim. But the Rajba also highlights the difficulty with the Asarama. This is so much more geschmack than just theorizing possibilities. See the different shitas. Bang out the shitas, and then you see the amkus of each shita. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? So Avi started saying well. Avi, what was your code word that you wanted to say? What did you say? What? Ah, Avi points out that the Rambam says that's achar birchas hamazon. How does the Rambam start off Hilchos, all of these halachas? And this is why the people who are learning Maseches Brachos belong here. How does the Rambam start out all of these halachas? Perek Beis and Hilchos Brachos. Say their Birchas Hamazon Kachi. The Rambam is teaching us the halachas of Hilchos Birchas Hamazon. Rishona Birchas Hazon. And he goes on and describes all Birchas Hamazon. Then the Rambam in Halacha Zayin says Bracha Rabbius Sarich Lahaskir Basholosh Mafios Ukeshimavarech Orech Eitzel Balabais Mosif Bar Bracha Balabais. So first of all, the Brisker Rav pointed out, unrelated to Shev Brachas, the Brisker Rav pointed out that the Bracha that an Oreach makes, that a guest makes for the Baal Bayis is not something nice. It's a din. It's a din in Birchas Hamazon. When you're at someone's house, part of the last bracha is the Birchas HaOreach. You have to say that. That's why I'm very... If the Brisker Rav was makbid, I tried. When I have a guest by me, I don't mean to say to him, say thank you. But it's a halacha in Hilchos Birchas Hamazon that you're supposed to say the Yiratzon. Right after Al Yechasreinu, because it's, according to the Rambam, it's a chelek of the fourth bracha. It's the last bracha. And then the Rambam gives other examples. The Rambam gives the example of Beis Avel. Then he goes on to Beis Chasanim. All of those places, the fourth bracha is a different bracha. So what do we see? We see, according to the Rambam, and the Brisker Rav was makbid, that when he had Sheva brachos, the Brisker Rav was makbid that he would say the Sheva Brachos right after Al Yechasreinu and wouldn't even say Amen. Because it's a chelek of the fourth bracha. So the way it should work, the pashtus of the Rambam is, Umi kol tuv l'olam Al Yechasreinu, Baruch, to go straight into the Sheva Brachos. Because the Rambam holds that this is a chelek of the fourth bracha. So what was our tzarechiyun? Our tzarechiyun that we had asked was, according to the Rambam, why do you need to eat? That has nothing to do with Seuda. You're right, Rabbosai. It has nothing to do with Seuda. But Chazal were misakein the Sheva Brachos b'toch Birchas Hamazon. Why? Because that's a staple of human existence. The staple is, the physical staple is the bread. And the spiritual staple is Birchas Hamazon. That's unavoidable. And therefore, Chazal were misaking that normally when you get together as Bishas HaSuda, they're misaking it within the fourth bracha. And that's why we don't even say Amen between Al Yechasreinu and the Sheva Brachas. Because the Sheva Brachas is a chelek in Birchas Hamazon. So now it's Kaftar Aferach. We thought that it's part of Birchas Hamazon because it's a chelek of the Simchas HaSeuda and so on. We proved that that's wrong. The Aruch HaShulchan is right. The only thing is, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't make any sense. Why is it that it's done b'toch Achar HaSeuda? And the answer is because there are misakines that didn't Birchas Hamazon, and that's why the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Brachos. So I just want to point out to you, based on this, Yehuda, could you point out what I did wrong at Rabbi Yoel Rakovsky's wedding? At one of the Sheva Brachas. What time did I come? I came to Raviol Shlita, Rokovsky Shlita's daughter's wedding late. I got lost in traffic. I came very, very late, and I didn't eat. I came in time for benching. So am I allowed to make a bracha in such a case? According to Rambam, I did the wrong thing. I shouldn't have made a bracha. Because according to the Rambam, the Sheva brachos is a chelek in the Birchas HaMazon. And the Brisker Rav was mapped not to say Sheva brachos unless he ate, unless he had a meal. If he didn't have a meal, so then in such a case, he wouldn't make Sheva brachos. Why? Because according to the Rambam, that's not enough. How? Well, what's the reason though that probably it was okay? Because it was Somech on the Rosh, and the Rama writes Beferish in Simen Samach Bey Sivav that even if it's not Bishas Asuda, you could also make Sheva Brachos. So I was following the sheet, right? That was what the Rama writes. So I was following the sheet of the Rama. The Rama is passing like the Ramban that you don't even need the Suda. However, technically, according to Rambam, Sfaradim, I don't know. Because Sfaradim, it sounds like the Chaver is least choshrish for Shitas HaRambam. So I would say like this, I'm okay because I'm an Ashkenazi, so I was following the Yesh Omrim in the Ramah. However, Sfaradim, it depends on the Klali HaPsak, or Ravadi goes through the Klali HaPsak, what happens if you have two deos? The Mechaber brings it down as two deos. So then it could be that it's best to have a Suhuda before you make Sheva Brachos. But according to the Rambam, it's all the chelek in Birchas HaMazon. It's not a separate thing. The Abu Dram writes this. Abu Dram says that you need to eat a Seuda. Maybe we'll pick up with this tomorrow, this discussion about the nature of the Seuda and the Mechayev of Sheva Brachos. Yeah, Yehuda. No, you need the chasan kala. Some discuss what happens if the chasan kala leaves. That's not, well, how many nafkaminas did we give? Did anybody keep track on the number?
Seven and a half.
So the 8.5 nafkamina is what happens if the chasan and kala leave. So according to the Rambam, it's a little bit difficult. According to the Rosh. What? Okay. Why would it? Because at the end of the day, you're being mevarich them. Bechura, they should be there. Bechura. That's what I would have thought. But according to the Rosh, the whole idea was that you're being mevarich on the simcha that was at the Seuda. It's not now. You're being mevarich on what was in the past. But according to the Rambam, you're giving them a bracha now. So the, if they're not there, so where's the Mechayiv? The Mechayiv starts now, according to Rambam. The Mechayiv is the Birchas HaMazon with the Chasan and Kala. Especially the way we were Masber, according to the Brisker Rav. That's the 8th Nafgamina. Because the Rosh holds that Sheva Brachos is a function of responding to the Simcha. We're thanking our Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Simcha. So the Chasan and Kala got the Simcha. There was Simcha at the Seuda. Now we respond to the fact that this Seuda was Miyuchad. But they don't have to be here. But according to the Rambam, what's Mechayiv? According to the Rambam, what's Mechayiv is the Birchas HaMazon. The Birchas HaMazon with the Chasan and Kala. If the Chasan and Kala are not there, so the Mechayiv never started. The Chasan and Kala leaves, then it wouldn't work. Okay, so we gave you a little Sheva Brachos tired. Yeah, go ahead. I saw something that I told you I like this good cocktail party book, the Birchas Chasanim. Remember Nissen Kaplan, he's a popular magid here in the Mir. So he wrote something I think would anger Chasidim. He says L'chatchila, the Kala should be brought in. The Hanukkah, of course, is that even in his world, the Kala is sitting on the other side of the Mechitza. But he says that they should bring the Kala in for Sheva Brachos. So I'm sure the Chassidim are not going to be happy about that. So he says, L'chatchila, she should be there too, because the Bracha is going on Mesameach Chosan Ima Kala. But I like Aryeh's Vart very much. Aryeh was mosif that you have Sheva Brachos if you have Panim Chadashos. But if you don't have Panim Chadashos, then you make one Bracha. Why did they choose the Bracha of Asher Bara? Why not Sameach the Sameach? So Ari wants to say like this. What did we say was the bracha of Asher Barah? Asher Barah concludes Misameach Chasan Imakala, right? That's the Chasan and the Kala together. In other words, there's nothing miyuchad about the Seuda. But it's a simcha, the Chasan and the Kala together. The other Sheva brachos are something that's miyuchad, either according to Rambam, the Panim Chadashos, being the Varech Lefid Arach HaShulchan's Hezber, or according to the Rosh, the unique simcha that the Panim Chadashos creates. But there still is the Chasan, the bracha of Misameach Chasan and Makala applies either way. Yeah, Avi.
According to the Rosh, it's not, does not depend on Birkas and Mazon, it's not connected.
Right.
So then according to the Rosh, is it two cups, like after the cup of Yain for the Birkas and Mazon, is it another cup for Sheva Brachos? Is this like the same authority? Whether you need one cup or two cups?
So we'll get to that. There are some who want to be told that issue as well. Some want to be told, Bli Neder, we're going to discuss that. Okay, maybe tomorrow. One more nafkamina I just remembered. There's a nafkamina 9.5. There's Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam in the Tshuvas has a shita that's very, very striking. He claims that his father had a very strange shita in Panim Chadashos. This is not something that Moshe Salvation claims a strange shita of Chaim. This is Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam testifies from his father. I'll tell you what he says, and then they point out it's Taka. If you read the Rambam carefully again, it's Taka Masha away from the Lashon Rambam. He says his father held that you should have two Panim Chadashos, not one. If you look in the Lashon Rambam, the Taka sounds that way from the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Babedvar Mamurim Kishahayu Ha'ochlin Haim Sha'amdu Beberchas Nesuin." The Rambam speaks in plural, not in Lashon Yachid. Avlam Hayu Ha'ochlin Acherim Shalosh Shamu. The Rambam speaks in plural. Is that striking? The Rambam says, the Rambam seems sounds it's plural. And even the Lashon Panim Chadashos. Okay. So Yitzchak wants to be Docha and say that what the Rambam means plural just means he means all of those on the new nights, that all those seven nights, if you want to know if this person's a new person, so then all of those people that we're talking about plural, so those people have to be new. But Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam actually says the Rambam held that you need two Panim Chadashos. So Rav Nissen Kaplan wants the Taina that according to the Hezret we gave in the Rambam, it's beautiful. If we say it's a din in Birchas Hamazon, why? Because what tips the scale in Birchas Hamazon when it comes to Zimun? Two is a very, very, very important number in Hilchos Zimun. For example, if two people wash and one person didn't, but he has a mezonos, then it's mistar. You don't need three. So two is koveya for a Zimun. So he says, if we're going to say like what we had said before, that the Rambam holds that Sheva Brachos is a din in Birchas Hamazon, so then I understand why you need to. It's a big chiddush. He quotes this from Rav Gorvitz. He's a Rashi in Gateshead. So it's a big chiddush, but it does work. The Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam said the chiddush. So once Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam said this vile idea, so then it could be it fits in to this mahalach. Again, I wouldn't say this mahalach because of Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam. But once we have all of these reasons to say it to Das Arambam, this Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam could be explained based on the Hezber that we've given. Okay, the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, what would the Talmidim like to do? To do more of Sheva Brachos or to do Hilchos Shabbos? How many people like to do Sheva Brachos? How many would like Hilchos Shabbos? Hands down. Okay. Sheva Brachos and Mitzvah Shem will do tomorrow. The Yeshiva is going to Yad Vashem at 1:30. We're not davening Mincha now, and in Mitzvah Shem the Yeshiva will daven mincha later. Anybody wants to show the alumni and Talmidim, I hope to be here. I hope to be here tonight in the session.
Anyway,
I didn't eat. But the Ramban holds you don't eat. No, I came right at the end. According to Ramban, it's clearly enough. According to Ramban, it's clearly enough. And what? No, the Ramban said that that's a chumrah which is after sofer. He rejects the rough.
I think so. Without that, the Arkashul wouldn't make any sense.